KQED.
It's noon on a humid Ohio summer day. About 10 miles southeast of the city of Canton, Chris Perry, a geologist with the Ohio Department of Natural Resources, is standing in a patch of woods next to an oil well. Over the chatter of cicadas, Perry explains why this well is of particular interest to him.
We did what we call a huff and puff, or a cyclic CO2 test. We injected 80 tons of CO2.
Perry's part of a research team that's looking into how we can store carbon dioxide in places like this oil well. The researchers injected carbon into this well to test its ability to trap or sequester the potent greenhouse gas. And on this small-scale project, Perry's group was successful.
The volume of CO2 we put in the well entered into the rock matrix and entered into that porous sandstone, so the CO2 was stored.
The U.S. Department of Energy has spent more than $4 billion on clean coal projects like this, but despite the investment, none of them have really taken off. Early this summer, one of the nation's largest generators of electricity, Ohio-based American Electric Power, decided to cancel a promising carbon storage project at its plant in West Virginia. Again, geologist Chris Perry.
It was a huge blow because it was really perhaps the leading industrial funded CO2 sequestration study underway in the United States.
So why pull the plug? Nick Akins, president of American Electric Power, says that it just didn't make economic sense, given the hefty price tag of carbon capture and storage and waning political support for climate legislation.
The DOE had funded projects about 50%. So it was left for us to look at that project to fund the other 50%. And this project, $664 million, so not a small number.
AEP had already spent $140 million of its own funds on a smaller scale pilot study, and state regulators wouldn't let the company pass along the cost of developing the technology onto rate-paying customers.
And that's why we put it on the shelf.
The company is also in the midst of trying to comply with a new federal rule that requires coal plants to reduce emissions of two main components of smog. Operators will either have to spend money to upgrade plants or shut older plants down.
I think clean coal is definitely fighting a war at this point.
Again, American Electric Power President Nick Akins.
I think there definitely is a view that coal should be shut down. That needs to be taken offline to reduce emissions. But keep in mind, these plants produce 45 to 48% of the energy mix of this country.
The idea of clean coal has always been a way for the coal industry to try to prop itself up.
Sandy Buchanan is executive director of Ohio Citizen Action, a nonprofit organization that targets polluting industries. She's a clean coal skeptic.
They've received in Ohio literally millions of dollars of taxpayer subsidies for research projects, all of which have turned out to be unproductive, extremely expensive, and have not worked.
Buchanan says the money should be put instead towards renewable energy and efficiency research, and that coal needs to be phased out.
The thing to do with the coal is leave it in the ground.
One thing Buchanan and American Electric Power President Nick Akins agree on, right now, clean coal isn't delivering. The carbon storage process is just too expensive. But strict new regulations on burning coal could force the issue. The Obama administration is writing new EPA rules that would place mandatory national limits on greenhouse gas emissions. And while environmentalists seek the end of coal, Akins says that's just not feasible.
In order to continue feeding the insatiable desire of the electrification of this economy, we need everything. And coal has to remain a part.
I'm Ann Glosser for Quest Ohio.